Hello, this is Alan Fairweather. Now, selling or negotiating or managing women and men is not the same thing. Now, let's not fall into the old-style car salesman's trap of believing that men are interested in what goes on under the bonnet of a car and women are only interested in what colours you can get, whether the vanity mirror has lights all round and has a socket to plug in a hairdryer. Now, believe me, and I speak as an ex-mechanical engineer, I couldn't give a toot what goes on under the bonnet of a car. I'm much more interested in driving a car that matches the rest of my accessories. You know, like silver car, silver watch, silver hair. Mind you, I draw the line at one of those dinky little four-wheel drive jobs you see around. I've seen a lot of men driving these fluffy little things, and don't tell me they all belong to their wife or girlfriend. Four-wheel drive off-roaders, they probably couldn't pull you out of bed. Anyway, we all have male and female customers and clients and colleagues, and they need different handling. If you want to be successful at selling, negotiating, or managing someone of the opposite sex, then you need to be aware of the differences. Firstly, be you male or female, you've got to look the part. Women will look you all over, men won't. Women will notice whether you have shiny shoes and clean fingernails. Men won't notice if you have on one brown shoe and one black, or if your fingernails are bitten up to the elbow. I once interviewed a lady for a job, and I didn't notice that she had different shoes on. Turns out that in her rush to get to the interview, she slipped on two black, but certainly different shoes. However, my female colleague noticed right away and thought the whole thing was quite hilarious. If you're a man negotiating with a woman, be very aware of what you say, because women listen much better than men. They pick up on emotions. They will pick up much better on whether you really believe what you're saying. Also, make sure you keep talking. Don't stop just because the woman starts examining the product or reading the literature. Women can multitrack. They'll be listening to you even although they're taking the product apart or writing something in their diary. Now, warning to a woman selling or negotiating with a man, he can't multitrack. If the man starts doing something else, stop speaking until he's finished. If you don't believe any of this, then just consider a time when you've watched TV with your partner. Men stare at the television, giving their whole concentration to the programme, while women read a book, paint their toenails, and watch the programme. Men haven't the foggiest idea how women can do this. It can be difficult for a woman negotiating with a man because men don't listen well. They listen like statues, and it's difficult to tell whether you're getting through. They probably are listening, it's just that they don't show it. Women, on the other hand, tend to display their emotions, so you have a much better chance of understanding whether they're happy with what you're saying or not. Salesmen need to be careful when describing something to a woman. Men are more able to visualise something in three dimensions. Women are more likely to visualise in two dimensions. Far better to show a woman the actual product rather than a drawing or a plan. Women, when they see the product, are more likely to be influenced by its colour and its smell. The reason for this is simply because women can distinguish colours better. They also have a better sense of smell and taste than a man. Just watch a woman in a supermarket buying washing up liquid. She'll very likely take the top off the bottle and sniff it. Now, men see no reason to do that at all. Lemon, pine or fruity, what's the difference when you're only washing dishes? With a better sense of taste, women are also much better at tasting wine and food than men. Can I suggest that the male salesperson compliment their lady customers, and just before the ladies start getting irate, I mean a genuine compliment. As I mentioned earlier, women will pick up on your emotions much quicker, so no false compliments, guys, and don't patronise the ladies or you're dead. On the other hand, a woman can give all sorts of compliments to a man and he'll just love it. It doesn't matter whether you mean it or not, because he can't tell the difference. Selling, negotiating and managing men and women isn't the same. So ignore this at your peril. I wish you every success and I look forward to speaking with you again sometime soon.